We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I am doing great. How are you, Mike?
I am doing well. Now, today, we are going to talk about one of my favorite seafoods. You have some shrimp on the menu, don't you?
Oh, yes. And I love seafood. And as I get somewhat older, it seems like I like it better than ever before. You know, when I was growing up, shrimp wasn't something you had all the time. It was really a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go to Louisville to some sort of a bank meeting. They had group meetings in where bankers went in and they would have shrimp. And, you know, it was just such a treat to have them. You know, I can remember the first time I ate shrimp was probably in Florida when I was 16 or 17 years old. And that was probably the first time I ever ate them. And then after that, it was just always a big treat. But, you know, it's gotten so much easier to get good ones. They are frozen most of the time, but I don't see as that hurts the quality a terrible amount.
In the local grocery store, you can normally find frozen shrimp deveined and tailless or with the tails on, whichever way you want.
Right. I fry them a lot of times, and I like the raw ones for that. I get the raw ones, and I do admit when I go to Florida or go south, I like to take my cooler or get a cooler and bring back fresh oysters and fresh shrimp and grouper, various kinds of seafood.
Yeah.
I've really, in my later years, I always liked seafood, but I really have just become really enamored of it in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some pasta dishes here that use shrimp. And, you know, as you said, you can pick up good shrimp at the groceries, even locally, you know. And the first one I got is Bang Bang Shrimp Pasta. And the first time that I ate Bang Bang Shrimp, they didn't have it with pasta, but it was at the Bonefish Grill in Louisville. And it was really listed as an appetizer, but I would get it with maybe a cup of soup. Seemed like they had a crab corn soup, which was pretty good too, you know.
Okay.
And I would get the crab corn soup and then get the appetizer as my entree because I really liked the taste of Bang Bang Shrimp. And I have made this several times, and they just served it on a lettuce leaf.
Okay.
Which was pretty diety, you know. I don't know, after eating that creamy crab corn chowder or whatever it was, and then a bowl of that and then a big plate of this, it wasn't too diety. But it's good, and this on pasta is good too. And it really doesn't take too long to fix. Are you ready to roll with this?
I am. Go ahead, Miss Sammy.
You cook a pound of spaghetti or your favorite pasta. I really like angel hair. I like a fine spaghetti, but it's good on even a penne or just regular spaghetti or linguine. You know how the grocery's full of all kinds of pasta now.
And I'm going to throw in here that you can use the whole wheat pasta. Lowers the carb rating, and you really don't notice that it's not regular pasta.
That's what everybody says. I follow all these TV shows, and I get all these emails. And they all say that, you know, I used to think, well, if you had fresh pasta, and I've been to lots of pasta in Louisville and bought fresh pasta, you know, that's made there. But they say for most of these dishes that the dried pasta is just as good as the fresh. And the fresh, I found myself buying some, and then I wind up not cooking it. So if you get a good grade of a dried pasta, well, I think you're good with that.
Sure.
So much for that little tidbit. Okay, a pound of spaghetti or your favorite pasta of choice. And one 1.5 pounds of medium shrimps peeled and deveined, or you can make this with chicken if you want to, but I do like it with the seafood. 1.5 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 cloves of garlic mince, 3 tablespoons of paprika, 1 tablespoon of fresh parsley, black pepper to taste. And your sauce is 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1/2 cup of Thai sweet chili sauce. And this is in the Asian food section, and I think they even have that here. 2 cloves of garlic mince, 2 tablespoons of lime juice, 1/4 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes, and 1/2 teaspoon of onion powder. You could use yogurt or cream cheese in place of the mayo if you wanted to. Whatever you got, you know, I'm big on that. Whatever's in the refrigerator, drag that out and use it. In a large bowl, you mix all the sauce ingredients and set aside. And you cook the pasta and drain. And you place the uncooked shrimp or chicken in a medium bowl. Add the paprika and 3 cloves of garlic pepper. And then in a large skillet on medium-high, add the coated uncooked shrimp or chicken and stir it constantly while it's cooking. When your shrimp turn pink, they're done. About 10 minutes at the most. You remove from the heat and set aside. And then you just toss that with your pasta.
Well, it sounds very good.
It is good. And sriracha sauce, I have used that with the chili sauce, which the sriracha is a little hotter, a little more heat to it.
Yeah, I would advise everybody to be careful with that if they're not familiar with it.
Yeah, you just need to put a little bit in and taste it and see what you like. You need the two together, I think. They're using the red pepper, and I've done that, but I've also used just a little bit of the sriracha sauce. You want a little heat to it, and you just toss that with your pasta, and you got a meal. Or if you want to do the shrimp and put them on some lettuce, just good.
Good. Absolutely. Good. Now, what else do we have today, Miss Sammy?
I've got an Asian shrimp garlic noodles.
Okay.
You know, I really like Oriental food, Chinese food, Thai, some Korean. I've eaten those. And we don't have a lot right here. I just get the urge every once in a while, you know, to have something like that.
Sure.
You use a pound of egg noodles and about a pound of shrimp, cleaned and deveined, 2 tablespoons of cooking oil, 2 tablespoons of garlic minced, and 4 or 5 green onions, the white and the green separated but chopped up. And your sauce to stir fry that in is 1 1/4 cup soy sauce. And I use the low sodium soy sauce. I can't tell any difference in that. 2 tablespoons of oyster sauce. And you'll find that in your Oriental food department. Even in the smaller groceries, they have a glass jar of oyster sauce. 2 tablespoons of rice wine vinegar. 2 teaspoons of sugar. 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. And 1/4 cup of chicken stock. And you make the stir fry sauce in a bowl. You mix all the ingredients for the sauce and set that aside. That's your soy sauce, oyster sauce, vinegar, sugar, pepper, and chicken stock. You cook your noodles, like the package says, until they're almost cooked. You want them al dente, a little bite to them. And you drain and rinse under running water and drain and set them aside. The recipe says to use a wok, but I just use a wide skillet. You can use a cast iron skillet, an old iron skillet, or I have another skillet that's stainless steel. Heat that skillet and you add your oil. You add your minced garlic and stir it for only like 30 seconds. You don't want to burn garlic. If you burn garlic, it's too strong and it's not good. And then you add the shrimp and a couple of teaspoons of the sauce, and you toss that on high heat for 2 or 3 minutes, and the shrimp will start to turn pink. There we go. About the only thing bad you can do cooking shrimp is cook them too long.
Yes.
And then they're tough. But when they turn pink, they're getting ready. And add the white part of the green onion, the cooked noodles, and the stir-fry sauce to the pan. Keep the heat high and toss the noodles for 2 or 3 minutes. And the sauce will thicken up a little bit and coat those noodles well. And the noodles will look kind of shiny. And you turn off the stove and add the green onion and you mix it and serve. And that's good.
It sounds good, Miss Sammy.
It is. It sounded like it took me a long time when I was telling you about that. But it really doesn't take very long. Prep time on the recipe says 10 minutes and the cook time's 10 minutes. It is pretty quick to just stir it up.
I would think some frozen egg rolls would be very good with that.
Frozen egg rolls would be good with that. Or if you want a little salad or some kind of coleslaw mixed up, kind of an Asian-type coleslaw, which I don't have the recipe here, but I have eaten one, or something like that. Or if you like kimchi, or if you have some various Oriental things to use with it. But just pretty good by itself, garlic and noodles and shrimp. You can't go too wrong there.
Well, a couple of very interesting recipes today, Miss Sammy.
I love seafood.
Folks, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes that we have talked about today, very simple to get. All you have to do is send us an email here at wxbc@bbtel.com and put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, or you can cut out the middleman and email Miss Sammy direct at sammyq@bbtel.com, and she'll be happy to get those out to you.
I'll get those shrimpy recipes to you all.
Well, there you go. And Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, honey, don't ever trust that skinny cook.